Welcome to my book club. You're very welcome. I'm reading a book, and it's called Little Bets, and it's by Peter Sims. It's got a subtitle, How Breakthrough Ideas Emerge from Small Discoveries. So it's a kind of business book, really. And I'm on page 155, and there I find a quotation from the director, Peter Docter. He's from Pixar, and he's talking about, he's quoted in the book, talking about Monsters, Inc. Remember that film? Remember that wonderful, wonderful film? And this is what he said about what it was like to be working in the middle of it. Quotation. On Monsters, Inc., I really wore that. I would come home at the end of a difficult day in story, and I would think, I'm a fraud, I'm a failure, I don't know what I'm doing. And now I realise, well, that's the way it is. End quote. Now, isn't that a wonderful little quotation? I mean, haven't you actually said to yourself, I'm a fraud, I'm a failure, I don't know what I'm doing, I haven't a clue what I'm up to. You know, other people think I can do things, but they're wrong. I'm actually useless, hopeless, I'm lost, I'm incapable. In other words, haven't you been like me? I mean, how many times in my life have I felt that I'm a fraud? That the whole effort I've made to be skillful and thoughtful and reflective and have real authentic values and goals and just be a real decent common a garden human being. How many times in my life have I felt that that was all a charade? Just an act put on for the purpose of, I don't know, impressing some hypothetical fierce creature who would only be assuaged if I bent on crumbled knees. So wow, to discover that a person as incredibly talented as a Pixar director, the director of Monsters, Inc., could actually feel a fraud. It reminds me of a small, quick story about an Irish comedian in the days when they used to use the spelling comedienne when they were talking about a woman comedian. But Maureen Potter, she comes from my childhood, really. It goes way back before most of you would ever have been listening to radio or television or anything. But way, way back, Maureen Potter was alive and she was just the number one woman comic in Ireland. And she used to vomit before every performance. She used to throw up in the dressing room or whatever. Now, I remember when I first came across that, I thought, how can somebody as obviously gifted and successful as her have so many nerves? I mean, here am I grappling with my nerves whenever I go onto a stage to give a talk to people or to just be, you know, the focus of attention. You know, you're running, at the time when I thought this first, I was running training courses and all the time. And, you know, there'd be nerve-wracking experiences, the preparation. And sometimes the first hour would have you sort of wishing that you were back sitting on the toilet, to be honest. And I couldn't understand it. Now I do actually understand a bit more about it because, look, we all humans are different. So the fact that she threw up and I didn't throw up, but I did something else, like stuck pins and dolls or something like that, to try to assuage my nerves. And here is this man who says, I'm a fraud, I'm a failure. So the next time you are in the middle of, you know, breaking eggshells in order to, you know, make an omelette and that you've never made before, and you're basically shitting yourself and thinking, or you're setting up a new company like I am, you know, and you're, you know, it's like pushing through stone at times. And it is hard, especially when you have to agree things with other people like I'm having to do at the moment, right? When it's tough and it's not just yourself you have to consider and your own foibles, but you have to actually, you know, pitch yourself into your imagination about what on earth would other people possibly buy from you? And also, what do you want to sell to them? But all that kind of stuff, it's tough. And you feel, bloody hell, I'm actually a real failure. But this guy says, well, look, That's the way it is. The creative process is one in which it is absolutely normal, usual, to be expected that you will have moments of times of feeling that I'm no bloody good at all. And that's fine. That's a wonderful thing about it, when you can actually say to yourself, haha, I must be doing something really stretching, really tough. It must be actually, I must be at the pin of my collar or whatever the phrase is to do this. I must be doing something. Like, you know, well, Jane Boyd is over there in Vancouver and she's beavering away at doing her things. I bet you she feels that it isn't all downhill. You know, there are all these, you know, famous people are AJ Leon going around the world in 1,080 days, very heady stuff and all that. But he must have moments at times. Bet you he does. Where I think, oh shit, what am I doing? What am I doing? I can't possibly pull this off. And that's when you know you're doing the right thing.